rock your world.
Oh, wow. Let me see. I'm going to try to dumb this down. There is a new book of Revelation that they found in Egypt. It was made before 300 A.D.
We're all in here, Father Karras.
So what they're saying is this is like the oldest version of the Bible that we've been able to find. This is the book of Revelation.
What a wonderful day for an exorcism.
Now, they had to translate stuff.
Uh-huh.
As it turns out, 666 is not the mark of Satan.
No.
No, it's not.
I am the God of hellfire.
It's 616.
You fire.
Oh, my
I'm not kidding.
God.
I think this is big Satan news.
Well, what area code is it?
It is... Hold on, it's in
Somebody
Michigan.
Find out the area
Hold
code.
On. It is...
I am the God of hellfire, and I bring you...
Grand Rapids, Michigan, Mike.
There you
I
go.
So.
Let me see. I did some research, did a Google search.
Doesn't Dennis normally call it about quarter after six?
Yep.
6:16?
Yeah.
Not 6:16?
Absolutely. There's about a minute after 6:15.
There's a guy named David Parker who is an expert on the New Testament, and he says...
Peter's brother.
That is Peter Parker, right. He says that 616 is the correct number. People remember 666. Let me see. Also, the high... They talked to a guy named Pete Gilmore. He is the high priest of the Church of Satan, which, of course, is based in New York.
Right.
I guess he's the equivalent of the Pope on the bad side.
When he's not watching his girls.
He says, here's his quote.
I am the God of hell. He said, and I bring you.
We always like 666. We know Christians fear that number. Mind you, if we get some proof that 616 is the new number... Being the number of the beast, we'll start using it.
And I guess every parent out there should check their baby's scalp.
Right, and that made me think about, what about poor Damien? That is simply a scalp condition. There was no reason for them to treat Damien the way... Yeah. How many 616s do we have out walking around out there?
Well, why did he have the tantrum when they brought him into the church? Why did he knock his mom off the stepladder when he was riding his tricycle?
Maybe she just wouldn't listen.
You know what scares me is Robert has 919 on his scalp, and maybe
it's been upside down.
Yeah, maybe it's been upside down.
Oh, my God, Rob, I'm sorry.
It explains so much, though.
And he was conceived in Grand Rapids, Michigan, right?
But he's very strong.
And why am I not frightened by a demonic guy named Pete?
Pete the devil.
And I got one feel-good for you today. This is great. I want to dedicate this one to Jim Vance over at News 4, who we've discovered has real bad fake teeth.
Herover.
We had a tape of him recently, and his teeth were slipping when he was trying to speak.
Yeah.
This is about a woman who died, okay? It's a feel-good. A great-grandmother died recently. Her weight fell all the way to 78 pounds,
Ooh.
And she was starved to death.
Wow.
After the hospital that she was in lost her false teeth.
Oh, my God.
Lillian Baggett, 85, was served steak. She couldn't eat it.
Oh,
family say that they were told a cleaner probably threw away her dentures. She went out. She went without her teeth.
Lillian, we have corn on the cob this evening.
She went without her teeth, Mike, for 6 weeks.
Oh, dear.
She died from dehydration and kidney failure. Now
here's your afternoon apple, Lillian.
Now, it's not to say that they left this woman in there and just said, oh, you've got no teeth. They did try to feed her pureed food.
Lillian, happy Easter. Peanut brittle for you.
Listen to this.
Why didn't that help?
This is why you should not go to a hospital. Her daughter says before she went to the hospital, she had breathing difficulties.
Oh.
But she was fit and healthy.
Who wants gum?
As soon as she went to the hospital... And they lost her teeth. She couldn't eat anything put in front of her, and the weight dropped off. She died before our eyes.
Oh, man.
So there you go.
She tried to speak up, but nobody could understand.
More carrot sticks, Lillian?
Oh,
Enjoy. Who wants a jawbreaker?
You know, but again, even I've got, I love being cynical. I've got to question this. I got to think, okay, so 6 weeks they lose grandma's teeth. Like, nobody goes in to see her, and I understand that she can't eat, but no one says, hey, grandma, how about some new teeth?
You're wasting away.
How about we get you some new teeth? You've lost 40 pounds in the last month.
If they were funnier teeth, like the kind of chatter.
Oh, for you.
The kind of, like, walk across the floor.
Well, it's Great Britain, socialized medicines. You won't get new teeth. You're issued one set of teeth.
Lillian, we brought you jerky. Here she is now. Lillian?
Our daddy is dead.
So sorry, Lillian. Who's going to eat this saltwater taffy?
Would you like a cookie? Chocolate flavor, very nutritious. There you are.
Hi, Rosie. Okay. We got to break, Rome?
Yes.
Okay. We'll be right, okay?
Yes.
Okay, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yo, who's on munchies tonight, yo?
Not me. I guess that'd be me. What do you guys want?
Get some sour cream and onion chips.
Joe.
Some dip, man. Some beef jerky. Some peanut butter.
Joe.
Get some Häagen-Dazs ice cream bar.
Joe.
A whole lot of hot. Make sure it's chocolate. Gotta have chocolate, man.
Joe.
Some popcorn, bread popcorn,
Joe.
Graham crackers.
Joe.
Graham
Joe.
Crackers and the marshmallows, the little marshmallows and little chocolate bars. We'll make some s'mores, man.
Joe.
Yeah,
Joe.
That's what I'm saying, yo.
Also, celery, grape jelly, Captain Crunch with little crunch berries. Pizzas. We need two big pizzas, man.
Joe.
Everything on them with water. Whole lot of water. And
Joe.
Funyuns.
The Don and Mike Show.
Funyuns. That tape is busted, Rob.
Right there?
Totally busted. See if that helps it at all. Oh, it almost started.
Oh, you should be coming on pretty soon, dude. How much do you smoke?
This will be a little demonstration of that. Listen up. That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
They love wigs and the women who wear them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Of course, it's just a lead up here to
Joe.
The Joe Show. Hi, Joe.
Howdy.
We got something special for Joe.
Oh, goody.
And it has to do with Jimmy. So we're hearing some Jimi Hendrix here. But we've got to set this up first. So give me 1 second. We'll come back to Jimi Hendrix.
All right.
And the Joe Show. Attention contest players. Every day in the month of May, we're giving away a vacation to Las Vegas, courtesy of Independence Air, I'm sorry, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
Wonderful people over there.
Here's how you win the Las Vegas vacation today. This is all we can tell you right now. Go to a mall. A mall where there are a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And call us.
Very good.
Now, this won't be until our next break, which means you'll have, like, you know, 20, 25 minutes, something like that. By the time we get back, yeah, a half hour. Say in a half hour, be at a mall. Call us as soon as you get to the mall if you want to play the game.
All right, you have to have a cell phone, and you have to be at a mall.
That's it. Beyond that, that's all we'll tell you.
It's easy.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Watch out, cheaters. We got the crap detectors going. Can't tell you what the game is, or else you'll cheat.
Cheat. Yes, no cheating allowed.
So what you want to do is get to a mall with a cell phone, call us, we'll put you on the air in the next break. First, at least two, maybe four people at once can play this game.
And make sure the battery is charged.
And it's a Las Vegas vacation, courtesy
How's
of...
How's your battery?
Independence, Air, and FlyEye.com.
Very good.
Now here is... My man, Joe. Hi, Joe.
Howdy.
World's oldest phone screener. Got a treat for you today, Joe. You're a big rock historian, aren't you?
Yes, a bit.
That was almost Buck. That was almost the British, British accent there.
I agree.
A bit. Jimmy.
Less so.
Jimi Hendrix. Pretty freaking good, right?
Yes.
You like Hendrix?
Oh, yeah. You know, he was my original inspiration to get into playing guitar.
Oh. Very nice. You work on a little Purple Haze?
Sure.
Okay, good. You ever think you'd get to talk to Jimi Hendrix's brother?
No, I didn't even know he had a brother.
Very cool. His name is Leon. Leon Hendrix.
Uh-huh. Very cool.
We got a copy of a record that he's got out.
All right.
And we got a press release that says this with the record. Why did he make the record? Why did Jimi Hendrix's brother Leon make the record?
Why?
He was laying in bed one night and a purple flame shot out of the sky and possessed him.
Wow.
Revealing a vision of his brother.
I saw a purple flame this morning, but it didn't shoot out of the sky.
Wow.
Yeah. Joe.
You playing that game again?
Seek help.
Watch what I can light on fire.
He said, quote,
always the laugh at parties.
This is Leon now, but you know what? We know a guy who seriously burned his anus.
On the inside.
I've heard the
lighting his farts on fire.
You need to use denim as a good baffle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and no amount of bleach can fix that.
Hey, thanks.
Linen pants.
You know who loves anal bleachings?
Ooh.
Mark Addy.
Oh, my God.
Are we playing that again?
It's always Mark Addy.
All right. Mark. Okay, I'll remember that for tomorrow.
No, you won't. But you know what? Neither will I. So it's a push.
Exactly.
Which Mark Addy loves. Especially after one of his ABs. That might be the new name.
Yeah.
Hey, I wonder how many of the women at the party tonight, at the ratings party, I wonder how many of them might have had an AB. How many of them might want an AB?
Oh, you bet. I'd say 80%.
Can I just say this without pissing her off? If you're dyslexic, it would be BA.
Yes.
It wouldn't be AB.
Yay!
Figure out the letters at home.
B-A. Right, B-A, not A-B, B-A.
Thanks, B-A.
Okay. You know, who doesn't want a nice A-B?
Hello, B-A.
It's free.
All right, so here's what Leon Hendrix's brothers, here's what Jimi Hendrix's brothers Leon says. He sees...
Close enough.
Anal bleaching. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Always a win.
He sees a purple flame shot out of the sky, and he sees Jimi Hendrix, and he says, come on, brother, it's time. You're ready.
Well, there you go.
He's got a website and everything.
When did he record the
album? Hey, just like me.
Yeah, he is like, he was 56.
He just recorded it?
Yeah.
Joe.
Do we have a sample of this?
Yeah, the body's not even cold yet.
This is dedicated to all the heroes. This is the record by Leon Hendrix.
I think this is a better record.
Rooster in the hen house.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you don't get to talk to him, Joe. You get to talk to Jimmy.